This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The federal government spends more than $150 billion a year helping students pay for college. It's a steady flow of grants and loans, mostly. Economists have been debating for years, though, whether that money has been helping drive tuition up by making it easier for colleges to raise prices. President-elect Trump made that case on the campaign trail, and he has argued that the government ought to get out of the student loan business altogether. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the education desk at WYPR, the loan-tuition equation isn't all that simple.
In the late 1980s, then-Education Secretary William Bennett wrote a piece in the New York Times with the headline, "Our Greedy Colleges." He argued that increases in federal financial aid had enabled a steep rise in tuition. Here he is in a 1988 speech.
I am convinced that some institutions raise the price because they have to. I think it's also true that some institutions raise the price because they can.
Bennett has stood by that theory, and since then, the average sticker price at a private college has more than doubled, adjusted for inflation. But what became known as the Bennett hypothesis has been hard to prove. Taylor Nadald is an associate professor of finance at Brigham Young University.
There are so many other factors happening in the higher education industry.
Cuts to state funding, rising health care costs for faculty, the arms race for fancier science buildings and aquatic centers.
The argument would be it's just so hard to pin pricing increases on federal aid.
But a few years ago, Nadald and staffers at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York set out to try. They studied what happened when, in 2006, Congress significantly increased the maximum subsidized loan. Suddenly, freshmen and sophomores could borrow about $1,000 more per year. Sure enough, colleges with a lot of students who borrowed the maximum loan amount had the biggest jumps in tuition. After controlling for every other factor, Nadald says,
we estimate for every additional dollar of subsidized loans made available to students, institutions increase their sticker tuition about 60 cents.
Put another way, for every extra dollar students could borrow, colleges tacked on another 60 cents to the price. And that amounted to hundreds of dollars in extra tuition. The results were most pronounced at expensive for-profit and private nonprofit colleges, schools similar to Goucher College in Towson, Maryland. Current sticker price, about $43,000. That's where I found 19-year-old Danya Johnson, a sophomore from Baltimore, eating oatmeal at a campus coffee shop. She'll owe around $30,000 in federal loans by the time she graduates, about the national average.
I actually think there should be a cap on how much a college receiving federal funding can raise their tuition. They are like, well, the government will subsidize it, but it still puts a huge burden on students.
Junior Sarah Pacheco from Santa Barbara has help from her parents, though she'll be responsible for most of the debt.
How much have you borrowed so far to go to school?
I'm actually not sure, but I know I've borrowed a significant amount. It just seems far off.
Experts say that lack of awareness is part of the problem. Grants and loans that don't have to be paid back right away have a way of insulating students from the real price. Jose Antonio Bowen is president of Goucher College. He says for years, colleges only had to compete on quality.
Everybody was raising prices. Let's raise prices along with everybody else.
But that's changed, Bowen says, since the recession. Goucher has actually decided to freeze tuition next year.
There's more price sensitivity from consumers, so colleges are having to look at whether or not more people can pay, will they pay, and our pricing has started to be more important.
Critics of the New York Fed paper say the study only looked at a short period of time and only at sticker price. Colleges discount that price heavily for many students with their own grants and scholarships. Economist Sandy Baum with the Urban Institute has studied college pricing for years. She says even if there is some truth to the Bennett hypothesis,
in some sense, the whole purpose of the federal student aid programs is to increase demand. And so if there is some upward pressure on sticker prices, that's actually a small price to pay for the goal of making it possible for so many more people to go to college.
And if that aid went away, Baum says, it's clear lots of low and moderate income students would not go to college. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.